The Holy Gospel for today is taken from the 21st chapter of the Gospel of Luke. When some were speaking about the temple, how it was adorned with beautiful stones and gifts dedicated to God, Jesus said, "As for these things that you see, the day will come when not one stone will be left upon another, and all will be thrown down." They asked him, "Teacher, when will this be, and what will be the sign that this is about to take place?" And he said, "Beware that you are not led astray. For many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and 'The time is near.' Do not go after them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be afraid. For these things must take place first, but the end will not follow immediately." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, and in various places famines and plagues, and there will be dreadful portents and great signs from heaven. But before all this occurs, they will arrest you and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and prisons, and will be brought before kings and governors because of my name. This will give you an opportunity to testify. So make up your minds not to prepare your defense in advance. For I will give you words and a wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be betrayed even by parents and brothers, by relatives and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your souls." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Well, I have to say that today is a very interesting day to preach. There were a couple of pastors in the house here who said that they were glad they were not preaching today. Both a retired pastor and a current pastor. Because in case you didn't hear or know, we just had a presidential election. And I have to say that it has brought up some important things that we as people of faith need to talk about. You know, we've been hearing a lot about division in our country. There have been protests, some of them turn violent, where people have been injured or there's been destruction of property. There's been some hateful actions and words. From the very beginning, this whole campaign has been extremely contentious. Is that fair to say? Okay. All along, it seems like the candidates and the media have really capitalized on the fears of society. There have been troubling accusations and really division through the whole process. How many of us have experienced this division in our conversations with people, with friends and family, or postings on social media? Friendships and family relationships have been strained and even severed because of this election. I've witnessed this even in my own larger circle of friends and family. Honestly, seriously. Because fear has a way of dividing us. Even our votes were divided. Donald Trump wins the electoral vote. Hillary Clinton apparently is winning the popular vote. Our reactions divide us. Those who supported Donald Trump are pleased. Their candidate won. They are encouraged and hopeful about the future of the United States of America, that brokenness of the political system and our economy now have a chance of being mended. Those who supported Hillary Clinton are not pleased. Like I said, there have been protests. People are feeling afraid for the future of the United States, that the result of this election is a shift away from a society where all people are respected and have equal rights. Still others weren't pleased to begin with. They voted more against a candidate than for a candidate. The lingering feeling that they are experiencing is a sense of frustration and maybe even exasperation over a political system in a first world country, in our country, that offered two unsatisfactory presidential candidates within a system that festers fear and division. Jesus reminds us this morning that we are not the first people to live in times of tension and conflict. We are not the first people to experience the divisiveness of a political system and the fear that it can fester. Jesus speaks about war, insurrection, conflict, famines, plagues, natural disasters, and all kinds of stuff we don't really completely understand. He reminds us in times like these that people feel tense and scared. And when people feel tense and scared, and some people are feeling powerless, we as humans tend to blame. We point fingers. We lash out. Jesus makes it worse when he tells us, "You will be hated by all because of my name." Gee, thanks, Jesus. That's the gospel? Great. I hate to hear what the bad news is. But he doesn't end there. He goes on and he says, "Not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your souls." By your endurance, you will gain your souls. Now, I want to be clear that what Jesus is not promising here. He's not promising that we'll go through life unscathed, or that life will always go the way that we want it to go. This is a promise by Jesus that regardless of what happens in life, in our lives, in our life together, that God is with us. He says, by your endurance, you will gain your souls. Because you see, this endurance that Jesus is talking about is not a passive endurance. It's not a, just hang on and hold on because this is going to be a wild ride kind of endurance. It's not a pull the blanket up over your head and tell me when it's over type of endurance. It's not an endurance to simply survive. According to Merriam-Webster, endurance is defined as the ability to do something difficult for a long time. The ability to do something difficult for a long time. You see, this endurance that Jesus is talking about is more of a 2 Thessalonians type of endurance, where it says, "Brothers and sisters, do not be weary in doing what is right." Brothers and sisters, do not be weary in doing what is right. This endurance is an active endurance. It's a Christ-centered endurance. It's a keep on living, keep on loving, keep on giving, keep on forgiving. Keep on living and loving and giving and forgiving and remembering that we are all brothers and sisters in Christ. It's an endurance that is a keep on serving others until there is no other, but we are all brothers and sisters kind of endurance. It's important to keep ourselves in check. I've had to keep myself in check. I voted in this election just like you did. We live in a country that pledges liberty and justice for all. Regardless of how we're feeling about the results of the election or what is going on in our world today, I think the question for us is, are we doing what is right? Is there liberty and justice for all? Are we doing what is right in the eyes of Christ? Because Jesus is pretty clear about what we are to do. He says, love your neighbor as yourself. Love God and love your neighbor as yourself. Love one another as I have loved you. Well, how did Jesus love? How did he love? He loved with courage and compassion, with the desire to restore all people to full personhood. He reached out, especially to those who were most vulnerable, those who were outcast, those who felt powerless. When we love one another as Christ loves us, Jesus promises us that you will find your souls. You will find your souls, that very essence and heart of who we are. Who we are as people created in the image of God. We will find and be found by that which is eternal. We will find and be found by love, by God's love, that very love of God. Jesus reminds us that things are going to happen. Sometimes difficult things are going to happen in our own personal lives, in our life together as a society, and in this world. Things that maybe even turn us upside down. And when they do happen, he says, don't be terrified. Endure. Keep on. Keep it on. Do not be weary in doing what is right. Keep on loving because God is with you. Now, this is our hope, and this is God's promise. Because we know that the love of God endures forever. Today and every day, we put our trust in God, the one who created us out of love, the one who calls us to be love, to do love in this world, courageously, compassionately. Loving in the face of division is hard work. But by enduring, by doing what is right, we will remember who God is. We will remember who we are. We will remember that every person is a loved and forgiven child of God. No matter how you voted, or even if you didn't vote, as Christians, as the body of Christ on this earth today, we are called to live in this world with love. Love. It's the only thing that will ever unite us. The love of God that endures forever. Our calling is what it has always been. To love God and love our neighbors as ourselves. Let us be this love in our world. Courageously, compassionately. Do not grow weary in doing what is right. Amen.